Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Obviously, this morning, as the news broke, that the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, is now going to be the vice presidential running mate for Kamala Harris. A lot of people said, well, how awkward is that Philadelphia rally going to be this afternoon with Josh Shapiro, which is going to be happening very, very soon. Very awkward. But beyond that is really the point of what does this guy bring to the table other than being a folksy Midwestern white dude? What does he bring to the table? He's a super progressive, big time progressive guy. And it's a blue state. And I'm sorry, but a lot of his policies are not going to play in other states that are up for grabs this November. So I'll break all that down for you. I think this was a terrible move on their part. I'm relieved because, well, I didn't really look, I didn't make any predictions about who the vice presidential pick was going to be. Just like I didn't predict with Trump either. These things are too difficult to predict if you're not in the room. I didn't make any predictions on this. I did say a while ago, though, that I thought it was going to be tough for Josh Shapiro to be picked because he was Jewish. And you have this absolutely anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, pro-Hamas strain, like a virus running through the Democrat Party right now. And I think at the end of the day that he was just not going to get the pick. I mean, there was the Genocide Josh movement. Yesterday on Morning Joe, you know, Joe Scarborough and the head of the ADL, they were trying to allude to the fact that all these Democrats were coming out and they were making anti-Semitic comments about Josh Shapiro. And they were trying their best to save it, but it's just the Jewish factor was too much to overcome because the Democrat Party has a sickness in it. It has a deep, deep sickness. It's an anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel rot that is running through that party. And as a result, now they're stuck with a guy who, in my opinion, will not only not bring anything to the table, I think he hurts. Because if there was a sense that Kamala Harris could try to reach across the aisle, be independent, and try to appeal to independent-minded voters, that's out the window with this guy. out completely out the window. I mean, I get a ton of audio for you, a ton of stories about him. More stuff is coming out. But let's remember something else, too. And that is that Shapiro is very popular in Pennsylvania. He outperformed Joe Biden in 2020. He would have been a huge asset to the ticket in terms of winning Pennsylvania. And that is over for them. And as Waltz's environmental record comes out, he's a nut. He's a nut on going after jobs in the energy sector. He signed a law in Minnesota that 2040, goodbye oil, goodbye coal-fired plants, goodbye. He's anti-fracking. I mean, he's all the things. All the things that are the problems for the Democrats in trying to win over people that are not crazy. And that's Waltz in a nutshell right there. So, good day for Trump. Great day for Dave McCormick, too. Because having Josh Shapiro on the ticket would have meant it would be even harder for Dave McCormick to win the U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania because it'd be just nonstop attention on Shapiro. And then Casey would just stand there, which is what Casey does anyway. But at least he'd be standing next to Shapiro, and it would just be that much more challenging for him. So the winners today are Donald Trump and Dave McCormick in a big way. And J.D. Vance was in Philly today. Gave a big rally. I saw the pictures. I was not there. I was actually on Fox News this morning, so I couldn't make it over there in time. But everybody was psyched. Vance was fired up, took a lot of shots at Waltz. And I think it's going to be a great debate between those two. I know that right now, just to give you a sense of how disappointed so many Democrats are with this pick, Morning Joe this morning, Joe and Mika, it was like a funeral. Like they lost a loved one. They lost a loved one. As they're sitting there talking about the pick of Waltz as the VP pick. I mean, just bad, you know, just bad all around. So I'll give you all that. There's a lot of stuff to get to and a lot of great commentary. The big story of the day, though, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. I think you can sum up who Tim Waltz is with one very short clip regarding socialism. And this is how people view socialism on the left. It's like a Sesame Street character. You know, it's your friendly neighborhood socialist coming in to do neighborly things, which is not surprising when you think about it. I mean, communism is all about, you know, the good of the community and, you know, everybody, each according to his own needs and his all the other BS. So, I mean, when you break it down into this idea that it's actually kind of neighborly. Well, you can see exactly what I mean by that. You know, it's neighborly for them to have socialism. So let's start there, shall we? Short clip. Tim Waltz admits he's a socialist and he couches it with the kind of PBS, Sesame Street, Muppet character kind of lingo that you would expect. Cut one.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness. Now put on a sweater, kids, and come sit around the table and let's have a conversation. I mean, That's who the guy is. He also signed a law that makes sure that there's tampons in boys' bathrooms. And he's all in on the gender reassignment surgeries, the mutilation of kids. He's all in on that. During COVID, they had a hotline for neighbors to rat on neighbors. Oh, yeah, they had a friendly little neighborhood chat that you could just leave a message and drop a dime on one of your neighbors. And he also lived in China. So he was right in the motherland of communist China as well. And for Kamala Harris too, I just to go down this road of a state that you were probably going to win anyway, because Republicans haven't won Minnesota in a very, very long time. When you could have had Mark Kelly in Arizona, or you could have had Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, and you go with Waltz, shows you that she wanted to make sure there'd be somebody who would be lockstep with her in terms of policy and ideology. And that was what mattered more than anything else. I'm telling you, this is going to go down as one of the biggest mistakes in political history. I'm that convinced of it. I am. I'm that convinced of it. I was shocked. I was shocked. I wasn't surprised it wasn't going to be Shapiro because, again, I told you that I think the Jewish thing killed him because of the anti-Semitism of the Democrat Party. But to pick this guy, this Midwest guy who was, I don't know. I mean, during the riots, the George Floyd riots, they were all in. I mean, he was all in on it. He was letting it happen. And Kamala Harris is paying the bail for people. That's your ticket. So it's just there's so much there for Trump and his team to go after and say, this is kooky. At a time when Americans are looking for not kooky, like give me the not kooky option, and they're not going to get it. So let's begin with, we have a couple of other things. This is Tim Walz excusing the 2020 Summer of Love Black Lives Matter riots in Minneapolis. Because as is literally his state, his cities were burning to the ground. This is what he said back then. Cut number three.
A society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to eventually come to the places where we're at. This is a moment of inflection. It's a moment of real change. It's a moment that those folks who are out there demanding this are not going to take a commission or a report. They're going to want fundamental change. And that is what I think, that's one of the exciting things in the midst of all this. You can feel a sense of optimism coming back.
Optimism is as the state's on fire and the city's burning to the ground. Optimism. It's a sense of optimism. He's also so pro-abortion that even the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, who loves death. I mean, she's a vampire, so they love death. Obviously, they love it. Even Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, once suggested that he moderate his stance. By the way, we're watching Harris will be landing in Pennsylvania soon. And then she's going to have a rally with her VP pick, Tim Walz, in Philadelphia. So I guess you could say in one respect, even though Shapiro's not on her ticket, it's certainly going to be Pennsylvania still front and center with everything. So that's good. I mean, good for us. Great for our station. Great for 1210 WPHD. Great for you having a front row seat to all this. And the fact that it's Walz means it's great for Trump and great for Dave McCormick. But he spoke at the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party convention. And he once said that he was so pro-abortion that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested that he moderate his position. When he first ran for governor back in 2018, he joked about his extreme views on abortion. And this is what he said back then, cut number four.
I voted for cap and trade, and we won. I voted for the Affordable Care Act to give health care to millions, and we won. And my record is so pro-choice, Nancy Pelosi asked me if I should tone it down. I stand with Planned Parenthood, and we won.
Yeah, that's very normal. Oh, yeah, that's definitely normal. That's definitely going to play well with just normal human beings who are not completely kooky. This is a pick for the kooks. It's a pick for the kooks is what it is. That's how you can describe Walz, a pick for the kooks. And to satisfy the anti-Jewish base of the Democrat Party, I don't know how Democrats at this point cannot see what happened here with Josh Shapiro getting shivved. They're trying to blame it on a couple of different things. But at the end of the day, it's really just that. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. It comes down to that. And she figured, I need crazy anti-Israel college kids much more than I need him. And whatever positions he can bring me with Pennsylvania, I need them more. That's what I need. So that's the choice. And there you go. Now, even Van Jones of CNN had to admit that picking Walz was her caving in to some of those darker parts in the party. And even Van Jones had to come out and say that. Cut number seven.
Do you think it was a little risky, though, Van, that she didn't go with Shapiro to kind of lock down Pennsylvania? I mean, yes, yeah. David Challenger was saying earlier, just because you pick him as your running mate doesn't mean you automatically win Pennsylvania. But I got to think it would have helped just a little bit.
Hey, listen, the conservatives, the right wing, the Republicans, they were chewing their fingernails down to the knuckle. Because they were afraid of a Josh Shapiro. They were afraid of a Mark Kelly. They're not as afraid of this new governor because they think they can define him. Here's the challenge you've got in this party. And, you know, people don't want to talk about it. We got to talk about it. on the one hand, you have a lot of young people who are concerned about Gaza. You have a lot of Muslims and Arabs and others. They have not felt seen by the Biden administration. You start hearing that genocide joke. That was building. And so those folks needed to have a candidate that they could feel comfortable with. This helps them in that regard. But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being an anti-Jewish bigot, but there are some anti-Jewish bigots out there. And there's some disquiet now, and there has to be. How much of what just happened is caving into some of these darker parts in the party? So that's going to have to get worked out. It's going to have to get talked through.
Yeah, anti-Jewish bigots, the darker parts of the party. That's it right there. Exhibit A, exactly what I'm talking about. The hatred is real. The anti-Jewish sentiment is real. Even Van Jones has to admit that. And listen, in addition to that, anti-Semitism, part of the reason why Josh Shapiro was not picked, will come back to bite them because Josh Shapiro would have helped. I actually do agree with Van Jones. I was nervous they were going to pick Shapiro. I mean, I was ready for them to go after Shapiro's flip-flopping on things, but face it, he hasn't been governor that long, and he has avoided saying a lot of very kooky things. So certainly when you compare him to Waltz, anti-Semitism ruled the day in the Democrat Party. He is not Jewish, and that's why they decided he was a safer bet. Oof. I mean, what does that tell you about the modern Democrat Party? What does that say? What does that say about the Democrat Party today? Here's what I said on Fox News this morning when I joined them. I was on with Selena Zito this morning. Let's start with Cut 18.
Rich, how do you see it? When you know in the end, voters pretty much vote for the top of the ticket and not the VP.
They do. I'll tell you, though, the point that was made earlier, which is an excellent point about Dave McCormick, Brett Baer made this point. Look, for Dave McCormick right now, running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, had Josh Shapiro been the vice presidential pick, it would have made it very hard on Dave McCormick to win. I think Pennsylvania now is wide open for Trump to come in. J.D. Vance brings in the Midwest. So the battle for the Midwest is there. It's clear. What does Waltz bring to the table in Georgia? I mean, this is a guy who signed a law that there had to be tampons in boys' bathrooms. I don't really think that plays well in Georgia or North Carolina. I don't see a lot of his very extreme policies, especially when he wanted to have neighbors rat on other neighbors during COVID. They set up a state hotline for that. I don't see that playing really well. They should have gone with a much more moderate pick. This is a mistake by the Harris campaign, period. Had they gone with somebody like a Mike Kelly or a Josh Shapiro, yeah, I think they would have had an actually really strong chance here of winning over independent-minded voters. But right now, this is going to go back to the economy. So his progressive economic policies, and I'm sorry, but they're going to conflict with what the policies from the union bosses are versus the union workers. You know, you may have the guys at the head of the auto workers saying, yeah, we're going with Kamala Harris. But the average guy working for a living knows his job's going to be eliminated working on cars in Michigan if Tim Waltz has his way and Kamala Harris has her way and they eliminate gas-powered vehicles by 2040.
Just one more
so
comment
I'm sorry,
here.
But yep. This is a disastrous pick
it.
For them.
Wow.
It is a disastrous pick for them. And it's in a big way. It's also because of the fact that he's Jewish. I said that in another clip. I don't know if that's in the next one, but you could say goodbye to energy jobs in Pennsylvania. No doubt about it. Is what I said to Fox News this morning. Cut 19.
Why don't we start with you? Are you surprised it was not Josh Shapiro? Go.
I'm taking a gigantic sigh of relief. It's not Josh Shapiro, and I'm sure the Trump campaign is as well. Look, Josh Shapiro would have helped them win Pennsylvania. No question about it. And the fact of the matter is that, unfortunately for Josh Shapiro, the fact that he's Jewish has hurt him because of the extreme pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. But this is a guy who's very popular in Pennsylvania, and he supports fracking and energy jobs. And Bill, there's no way Kamala Harris wins Pennsylvania or some of those other states considering Governor Waltz's record on the environment. He wants to eliminate coal and gas-fired power jobs by 2040. I wonder that pool you showed at the governor's mansion. Is that a solar-heated pool? How about that whole mansion of his?
I'm not sure.
All those energy jobs, goodbye. And that's why this is a disastrous pick for them, I think.
Okay, all right.
All those energy jobs, goodbye. Exactly right. And just to show you how I'm right that this is such a bad pick for them, let's go to Morning Joe, shall we? Because they were very sad this morning. Joe and Mika, it was like a funeral, like they lost a loved one, like they lost a good friend. Very sad. They don't understand it either. It shows you the extreme elements of the Democrat Party won the day. Hey, listen, good, great. But it makes Trump's job and it makes Dave McCormick's job a whole lot easier. It really does. But it's if you are somebody and maybe you're one of the handful of people left, if you're one of those unicorns that considers yourself to be a moderate Democrat, where's your party? Because it's gone. It's gone. They literally just passed over the popular governor of Pennsylvania because he's Jewish. Think about it. There's no other reason to skip over him. Just say it out loud. Say it out loud. There's no other reason to skip over Josh Shapiro other than the fact that he's Jewish. Otherwise, he's your perfect pick. He's young. He's got kids. It's the must-win state of Pennsylvania. He's a good speaker. That's the only reason. And anybody who thinks it's not that is crazy. Anybody who thinks it's not the fact that Josh Shapiro is Jewish is nuts. So now, if you're one of the handful of moderate Democrats left, if you're one of those unicorns and you have not left that party yet, how do you feel being part of that group? How do you feel being associated with that? You might as well be associated with the freaking Klan at this point, because they have decided that even though he was on paper the perfect choice, the perfect running mate, everything about him would have been absolutely perfect to help her in a state that's a must-win state. Ah, Jewish, pass him over. Skip him. Can't do it. Can't risk offending the wackos in the party. And you're part of that party. So how can you stay in that party? How could you stay in that party? How could you be part of that is my question. Tell me that. Really, I mean, if you're listening to me right now and you consider yourself to be a centrist kind of person and you say, well, Rich, you know, I'm not all in on Trump, but we need normalcy and everything. Dude, the Democrat Party just skipped over a guy who is literally perfect on paper because he's Jewish. They won't say that out loud, but you know, and I know, that's exactly why they did it. Exactly why they did it. I'll play the Morning Joe clip coming up next, but it's like a freaking funeral. And your thoughts and your calls. Dr. Ben Carson will join us at 3:40 today. We're loaded up. We're fired up. I'm excited. I'm glad. I'm grateful. Giant sigh of relief. Thank God it wasn't Shapiro. That's all I can say. Waltz, a progressive kook, showing that the Democrat Party is progressive kooky. They decided that they're going to go and make the base happy. And I think it's safe to say that everything I told you before about Trump's numbers being strong in the Rust Belt and those states that he must win, he's got very little to worry about. Of course, there's only two ways to run, and that's scared and unopposed. Scared or unopposed. But if I'm Trump right now, I'm feeling really good today. And he should feel really good today. And so should Dave McCormick. We're coming right back.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo. The Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Scioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
NBC News and MSNBC national political correspondent Steve Kornacki and his khakis delivered bad news for Democrats, hoping that Minnesota governor and Tim Walz, the now VP pick, might help them win back rural parts of the Rust Belt on Tuesday. And he said you don't see it in what he actually did on the ballot. I'll get to that in just a second. But let me go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, how you doing?
Hey, Rich. How you doing? It's good to you today, man.
Same to you.
I'm actually calling to extend congratulations to you because I believe it was 6.5 months ago when you said that Trump had Team Normal locked down, but the Democrats had lost control of Team Crazy and didn't have their vote locked down. And I believe that their choice in Mike Walz validates your position because they went with the wackiest guy they could find in order to appease their base, thereby shooting themselves in the foot. But that's my opinion.
Well, you know, I think you're right on that sense because it's very similar to what Selena Zito said today. For the Democrats, this is a base election. They believe it's a base election, and they have to get their base out. And, yeah, that's Team Crazy, and they have not locked down their crazy base yet. Yeah.
And they need to do that in order to get down ballot consideration. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I just wanted to say, man, you nailed it, Rich, long before anybody else did. And that's one of the reasons why we listen to you. We love you, brother. You have a great day, man.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it, brother, very much. 855-839-1210. Yeah, look, Team Crazy, they haven't locked it down. And Team Crazy certainly would not have been locked down if it was Josh Shapiro. Now, look, the number two issue behind Josh Shapiro, just to quote Johnny Cook on Twitter, who said on Twitter or X, "I ain't buying the anti-Semite talking point. They were afraid of the sex harassment thing. Even if he's innocent, it doesn't matter with these people." Well, that's the other. And I think the close second was this scandal that was brewing, which is what I talked about on Sunday on Fox News, which is, yeah, you have this non-disclosure agreement with this woman who was paid $295,000. But one of the cabinet officials who was involved in this is still there. And if they had picked Shapiro, that this whole thing would have blown up. And if she was retaliated against in the governor's office and Me Too and everything else, I still think that's a close second. I think if Josh Shapiro wasn't Jewish, he ultimately would have been the pick and they just would have fought their way through that. But maybe those two things together, like Wonder Twin Powers activate. But make no mistake about it, the entire effort that was led, the Stop Genocide Josh effort, what Scarborough and the head of the ADL were talking about yesterday, the Anti-Defamation League, on their show, about all these Democrats who are going after Josh Shapiro because he's Jewish, don't discount that. Do not. This is a party that allows this anti-Semitic rot to run free in their range. Van Jones said it too. Van Jones is right. And they better talk about it at some point. I mean, it shows you how the corporate media covers for this stuff, right? Because if you had this kind of anti-Semitism running through the Republican Party, you would hear nothing but that. I mean, somebody puts out a star on a campaign mail piece, it becomes a national story. Remember when that happened back in 2016? This is literally, you've got an effort to stop a Jewish guy from becoming the vice presidential pick simply because he's Jewish, because they're worried that he's going to be soft on Israel. And you can't call that out? They can't address that fact? Please. I don't know how you can be part of the Democrat Party today. I don't know how you can still in good conscience be part of a party that just openly rejected a guy who on paper looked like the perfect choice simply because he's Jewish. It's amazing to me. Greg's in the Northeast. Greg, what's up?
Hello, Rich. Nice to talk to you. I was looking at it a different way. I mean, at first I'm like, Shapiro put his name on the list because he wants to be president. But then I start thinking about it, you know, until last week when he was doing everything but wear a skirt and pom-poms and doing the cheerleading thing, then he definitely sounded like he wanted it. Or did he know that he didn't have it and he was just putting on a good front? This is going to work out for him better politically that he's not tied to that anchor who is Kamala Harris. So, because if he gets if they got whitewashed, even with his strong support in Pennsylvania, he loses badly. It would look terrible on his election, his election goals for his future. So that's how I look at it. And that's when I looked at it again. There was no way they were going to take him. And then when they took the Minnesota guy, it's all about the anti-Semitic. It's all about there was no way they were going to put a Jewish guy in there. And that's pretty sickening in this day and age that we're going to do that. That was my thought pattern.
Yeah, as far as him dodging a bullet by not being part of this ticket, there's some truth to that, no doubt about it. But then again, even if he was on the ticket and lost, his national exposure would almost guarantee him front-runner status in 2028. So I think if they had asked him, I think he still would have done it. I don't think he passed, in other words, you know?
Well, okay, you think he... Now, do you think that he was he was either 1, 2, or 3 to begin with? I thought the guy from... the guy Mark from Arizona, I thought he was going to be it before any of them. But what do I know? I thought he was going to cover it. When they went Minnesota a vault, that's insane. Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
The only people who like him were that state who voted for him. So it's looking good for Donald Trump. He should just go and get the clips of this simpleton speaking his nonsense and
Greg,
just run them as his campaign.
Got to run, buddy. I got Ben Carson coming up, but I appreciate the call, and we'll have more to say as the show goes on today, no doubt about it. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, coming right back.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're here today. Busy, busy day as Kamala Harris selects Tim Walz to be her running mate. Here to talk about it with us. So great to have him on the show. Dr. Ben Carson, the one and only himself. Dr. Carson, I appreciate your time. Welcome back to Philadelphia. Of course, I also want to mention you are the author of an outstanding book that you co-wrote with your wife as well. And thank you for being here today. Your initial thought on Tim Walz being selected as the running mate?
Well, thanks for having me. I was actually delighted to hear that she picked him, because it puts two extreme radical left-wing Marxists on the ticket. And it should be easy to draw the contrast. And I hope that the ease of that contrast will not be lost upon our candidates all up and down the line, because we're not really talking about Democrats or Republicans anymore. We're talking about people who love America and what we stand for, and our values and principles, and people who want to fundamentally change us into a Marxist regime.
When you wrote the book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War in the American Family, and you think about some of Tim Walz's policy positions, you know, tampons in the boys' bathroom, being all in on these transgender surgeries, mutilations for kids, taking
Absolutely.
Away parental rights. I mean, this is exactly what you're talking about, right?
Right. And, you know, he wants to pay for the education of the illegals. He wants to do away with voter ID. He's all aboard with the green energy policies, wanting to get rid of gasoline vehicles by 2040 and don't have the infrastructure to deal with that. open the borders completely. You saw what he did with the Minnesota riots. Virtually nothing. He's soft on crime. Abortion up until the baby is born, which is absolutely crazy. Very friendly with China. He went to China every year for a while, got married in China. So, I mean, this guy is completely the opposite of what we need in our country right now. But so is Kamala. And together, if that can be presented, if Trump and Vance and all the people downstream can present that in a logical and cogent fashion, putting the facts on the table and talking about what happens with each of the philosophies, I think all we have to worry about then is cheating.
Yeah, and you're right, though. This is a good opportunity in terms of going and pushing out all of these things. And I'm surprised they picked him, to be honest with you, Dr. Carson. I really am. I'm surprised they picked a guy like this because I don't really see what he brings to the table. But obviously, you know, Josh Shapiro, who was the other choice, is Jewish. And there clearly is, as Van Jones said on CNN today, there's this anti-Semitism that's running through the Democrat Party right now. It's there,
yeah.
And you got to call it out.
Well, you know, where did that even come from? Did these people remember anything about Nazi Germany and the Holocaust and the kinds of things that led up to that? It's deja vu all over again. And it really is extremely sad. And it's part of what they're doing is indoctrinating our children also, so that they don't love America and they don't teach them the evils of Nazism and that kind of division and hatred and what it does. You know, one of our strengths as a nation historically has been our ability to unite, the sense of community, what is good for everybody. And what they've managed to do is to divide everybody up on the basis of age, income, race, gender, religion, political affiliation, to make us hate each other rather than love each other. And, of course, a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's all part of the plan. And all you have to do is look back at a place like Venezuela. You know, I visited there a number of times before it turned strictly socialist. It was the number one economy in South America. People were happy, beautiful resorts and hotels and museums. And now look at it. They're right at the bottom when it comes to their economy, people trying to escape there. That it doesn't take very long when you switch over from a beautiful type of free economy that we have now to something that none of us would want to see. And those who are advocating for people like Kamala and Waltz, you know, if they actually got what they wanted, they would be wringing their hands and saying, what do we do?
He said his comments about socialism, you know, calling it neighborly, you know, one person's socialism is just somebody else acting neighborly. I mean, that's incredibly concerning right there, because isn't that what Marxists do, right? They justify their policies in the name of helping the community, helping their neighbors, you know, taking away individual rights and liberties.
That's exactly what they do. And they try to present it in such a beautiful way. No one's going to have to worry about anything. We'll take care of all of your needs from cradle to grave. All you have to do is give us all power and all authority. You know, it's the exact thing that our founders were trying to resist, because they studied every governmental system that had ever existed in the history of the world. And one of the things they discovered was that they all tended to move in the same direction, no matter how lofty their goals were in the beginning. They grew, they infiltrated, and they dominated. And they tried to give us a constitution that would keep that from happening in our country. And now it's going to be up to we the people to recognize that we are in the process of being manipulated to give up something that is so wonderful that everybody wants it, even though they talk against us and they say what a horrible place we are. If we're all that bad, why are they all trying to get in here? That doesn't make any sense. We have a beautiful country with incredible opportunities. The American dream is still alive and well, but we have to do our part to maintain it. We can't just sit and complain. We have to get involved.
Dr. Ben Carson's with me. It's great to have him today. During the riots that happened and in his state, Waltz let them happen. Kamala Harris paid the bail for a lot of the people who were committing the crimes and burning down the cities and looting. And I mean, he was proud of the fact, you know, he praised his state's response. He excused all this by saying that and I'll quote, Minnesota and what was happening. We are a society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to come to the place we are at. If a society does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it, it's certainly going to come to the place we are at with the violence, the looting, and the burning. What do you make of that?
Oh, beautiful words. Equity and inclusion. It sounds so peaceful and tranquil. But, of course, if you look at their actions and not listen to their words, you will see who they really are. You know, they're all for your freedom as long as you agree with them. The minute you disagree, you're scum, and you can be treated in any way. In many ways, they act like the radical Islamists who say anyone who's an infidel, you can do anything you want to them, lie, kill, whatever, because it doesn't count against you because you're righteous. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they feel. They feel that they're righteous. They know what's best for everybody. And they won't hesitate to take away your freedoms because you don't know what to do with it, in their opinion. And they know better what to do with it, and it actually would be better for you. That's the way all Marxists think. And the other thing that they do is they try to get rid of God. They don't want any God because, you know, people have faith in God, and they believe in God, they depend on God, and they want you to depend on government. They want a country that is up for and by the government, and it's completely antithetical to a country that is up for and by the people. And the individuals out there listening, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. It does matter whether you're an American and you love America.
I don't think the left loves America at all. I know you agree with that point. They hate our country, the way it was built, the way it was founded. They lie about it. They lie about the systemic racism. And yet at the same time, they have open borders because they think everybody should be allowed to come to this awful country that is such a terrible place. And obviously, you're talking about a guy, Tim Waltz, who jokingly said he would invest in a ladder company to provide ladders for people to climb over the border wall. And a border czar who oversaw all this and jokingly said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. I think the illegal immigration issue is absolutely going to be one. And yeah, you know what? There are a lot of black jobs and white jobs and Hispanic jobs and just jobs that are being lost as a result of this. And I do think it's going to matter with working people, Dr. Carson.
It will matter tremendously. And the sad thing is that the media is complicit. They get right into the bed with these people, not realizing that they're destroying their own future, because the first thing Marxists do is they completely control the media. So they're basically creating their own graves, and they're being useful idiots. That's what Vladimir Lenin called them, useful idiots, because they're destroying their own future and they don't even know it.
Dr. Ben Carson, I appreciate your time today. The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, co-written with your wonderful wife, Candy Carson. Thanks so much for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for being a patriot.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Another clip I want to play. So just, you know, in terms of my point that I made earlier in Fox News, and you have to realize, so I was driving to the studio. They have a remote studio in Philadelphia that I do my hits from sometimes. Sometimes I do it from my home studio, and sometimes obviously I go to New York. But today was the one in Philly. And I was driving in when the pick was announced that it was Tim Waltz. And, you know, everybody starts scrambling to kind of understand the guy because, you know, and then all of a sudden at once everything starts coming to the forefront. But the clip we played earlier, what I said was this is not going to help him with the Rust Belt. And the battle of the Rust Belt's on anyway. You got J.D. Vance in there, and Trump won the Rust Belt in 2016, but I think his policies are going to hurt in other places. Well, since that time, Steve Kornacki has gone into depth a little bit in terms of what else he does not bring to the table in terms of winning the Midwest. So here's Steve Kornacki, the myth of Tim Walz's success in the Midwest and what he brings to the table. You don't actually see it based on what he did on the ballot. Take a listen.
Do that in other counties. Walz really owes his victory, that margin he got, 8 points there statewide. He owes it to the Twin Cities area here, the area where Democrats in Minnesota and all these other states are already doing well. It's sort of the standard Democratic victory model in a state like this. It got Walz in 2022. This is the biggest county in the state. This is where Minneapolis is, Hennepin County. Walz wins this by 44 points. Look at all the votes that came out of their total. It's huge. And again, that's right in line with what Joe Biden did in 2020 when he won Minnesota. And again, just wind the clock back here. You know, 12 years ago, this was still a blue county, but less blue. So it's the suburban areas, the metropolitan areas that have gotten much more blue, and Walz performed just like Biden did, better than Clinton did in places like this. And then in the rest of greater Minnesota, small town Minnesota, where the Democrats have been losing ground, Walz performed basically just like Biden did as well. So, you know, look at his electoral history. Tim Walz is in 2022, and the idea that he's got this automatic appeal with these small town areas in those three key battleground states, you don't see it in what he actually did on the ballot in 2022. Now, that doesn't mean it can't happen. You know, see how this story, once it gets told, does it resonate with voters? Does it act? I mean, you have no idea of knowing when these things start, but what we can look at here is what he's actually done as a candidate in Minnesota. And honestly, when you look at Walz's victory in 2022 in Minnesota, it looks like Biden's victory in Minnesota in 2020.
He doesn't bring a whole lot to the table. And he doesn't bring a whole lot to the table even in his own state and his own region of the country. It's a bizarre pick. It really is. Except if you break down the anti-Semitism and everything else, and you go, well, it makes sense. He's not Josh Shapiro. Why Mark Kelly was not included in the list, I don't really get that. Because I was going to say, if you're not going to go with Shapiro, then why not go with Mark Kelly? And the only thing I can think of is that, based on reports we've read, for Kamala Harris, it was all about she felt some sort of a symbiotic connection to Tim Walz, probably because they're both progressive lunatics. And, you know, that mattered more. That sense of, oh, I have a fellow kook with me. Two kooks. We can coexist together. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a big show in store for you today. We're going to talk to Dave McCormick. Today's a great day for him by not having Josh Shapiro as the running mate. That's outstanding for him. Monica Crowley is going to join me next. Dr. EJ Antoni to break down the economy for us, loaded up. But I've been telling you about one of the great finds of Mama Zeoli, and that is our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. You know, my entire family goes to Dr. Mike, and his level of care and commitment to dental excellence is simply unmatched. If you've been putting off seeing a dentist or getting that complex dental procedure done, I don't want to sound like Mama Zeoli, but you got to be careful, baby. You got to take care of your smile. Got to take care of your health. Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile. And he's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. If you haven't been to the dentist or you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. With two locations to serve you in Sinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your appointment for a free consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants. There's simply no one better. VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're here today. Busy, busy day as Kamala Harris selects Tim Walz to be her running mate. Here to talk about it with us. So great to have on the show Dr. Ben Carson, the one and only himself. Dr. Carson, I appreciate your time. Welcome back to Philadelphia. Of course, I also want to mention you are the author of an outstanding book that you co-wrote with your wife as well. And thank you for being here today. Your initial thought on Tim Walz being selected as the running mate?
Well, thanks for having me. I was actually delighted to hear that she picked him, because it puts two extreme radical left-wing Marxists on the ticket. And it should be easy to draw the contrast. And I hope that the ease of that contrast will not be lost upon our candidates all up and down the line, because we're not really talking about Democrats or Republicans anymore. We're talking about people who love America and what we stand for and our values and principles, and people who want to fundamentally change us into a Marxist regime.
When you wrote the book, The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War in the American Family, and you think about some of Tim Walz's policy positions, you know, tampons in the boys' bathroom, being all in on these transgender surgeries, mutilations for kids, taking Absolutely. Away parental rights. I mean, this is exactly what you're talking about, right?
Right. And, you know, he wants to pay for the education of illegals. He wants to do away with voter ID. He's all aboard with the green energy policies, wanting to get rid of gasoline vehicles by 2040, and don't have the infrastructure to deal with that. Open the borders completely. You saw what he did with the Minnesota riots. Virtually nothing. He's soft on crime. Abortion up until the baby is born, which is absolutely crazy. Very friendly with China. He went to China every year for a while, got married in China. So, I mean, this guy is completely the opposite of what we need in our country right now. But so is Kamala. And together, if that can be presented, if Trump and Vance and all the people downstream can present that in a logical and cogent fashion, putting the facts on the table and talking about what happens with each of the philosophies, I think all we have to worry about then is cheating.
Yeah, and you're right, though. This is a good opportunity in terms of going and pushing out all of these things. And I'm surprised they picked him, to be honest with you, Dr. Carson. I really am. I'm surprised they picked a guy like this because I don't really see what he brings to the table. But obviously, you know, Josh Shapiro, who was the other choice, is Jewish. And there clearly is, as Van Jones said on CNN today, there's this anti-Semitism that's running through the Democrat Party right now. It's there,
yeah.
And you got to call it out.
Well, you know, where did that even come from? Did these people remember anything about Nazi Germany and the Holocaust and the kinds of things that led up to that? It's deja vu all over again. And it really is extremely sad. And it's part of what they're doing is indoctrinating our children also, so that they don't love America and they don't teach them the evils of Nazism and that kind of division and hatred and what it does. You know, one of our strengths as a nation historically has been our ability to unite, the sense of community, what is good for everybody. And what they've managed to do is to divide everybody up on the basis of age, income, race, gender, religion, political affiliation, to make us hate each other rather than love each other. And, of course, a house divided against itself cannot stand. That's all part of the plan. And all you have to do is look back at a place like Venezuela. You know, I visited there a number of times before it turned strictly socialist. It was the number one economy in South America. People were happy, beautiful resorts and hotels and museums. And now look at it. They're right at the bottom when it comes to their economy, people trying to escape there. That it doesn't take very long when you switch over from a beautiful type of free economy that we have now to something that none of us would want to see. And those who are advocating for people like Kamala and Waltz, you know, if they actually got what they wanted, they would be wringing their hands and saying, what do we do?
He said his comments about socialism, you know, calling it neighborly, you know, one person's socialism is just somebody else acting neighborly. I mean, that's incredibly concerning right there, because isn't that what Marxists do, right? They justify their policies in the name of helping the community, helping their neighbors, you know, taking away individual rights and liberties.
That's exactly what they do. And they try to present it in such a beautiful way. No one's going to have to worry about anything. We'll take care of all of your needs from cradle to grave. All you have to do is give us all power and all authority. You know, it's the exact thing that our founders were trying to resist, because they studied every governmental system that had ever existed in the history of the world. And one of the things they discovered was that they all tended to move in the same direction, no matter how lofty their goals were in the beginning. They grew, they infiltrated, and they dominated. And they tried to give us a constitution that would keep that from happening in our country. And now it's going to be up to we the people to recognize that we are in the process of being manipulated to give up something that is so wonderful that everybody wants it, even though they talk against us and they say what a horrible place we are. If we're all that bad, why are they all trying to get in here? That doesn't make any sense. We have a beautiful country with incredible opportunities. The American dream is still alive and well, but we have to do our part to maintain it. We can't just sit and complain. We have to get involved.
Dr. Ben Carson's with me. It's great to have him today. During the riots that happened and in his state, Waltz let them happen. Kamala Harris paid the bail for a lot of the people who were committing the crimes and burning down the cities and looting. And I mean, he was proud of the fact, you know, he praised his state's response. He excused all this by saying that and I'll quote, Minnesota and what was happening. We are a society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to come to the place we are at. If a society does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it, it's certainly going to come to the place we are at with the violence, the looting, and the burning. What do you make of that?
Oh, beautiful words. Equity and inclusion. It sounds so peaceful and tranquil. But, of course, if you look at their actions and not listen to their words, you will see who they really are. You know, they're all for your freedom as long as you agree with them. The minute you disagree, you're scum, and you can be treated in any way. In many ways, they act like the radical Islamists who say anyone who's an infidel, you can do anything you want to them, lie, kill, whatever, because it doesn't count against you because you're righteous. Mm-hmm. And that's the way they feel. They feel that they're righteous. They know what's best for everybody. And they won't hesitate to take away your freedoms because you don't know what to do with it, in their opinion. And they know better what to do with it, and it actually would be better for you. That's the way all Marxists think. And the other thing that they do is they try to get rid of God. They don't want any God because, you know, people have faith in God, and they believe in God, they depend on God, and they want you to depend on government. They want a country that is up for and by the government, and it's completely antithetical to a country that is up for and by the people. And the individuals out there listening, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. It does matter whether you're an American and you love America.
I don't think the left loves America at all. I know you agree with that point. They hate our country, the way it was built, the way it was founded. They lie about it. They lie about the systemic racism. And yet at the same time, they have open borders because they think everybody should be allowed to come to this awful country that is such a terrible place. And obviously, you're talking about a guy, Tim Waltz, who jokingly said he would invest in a ladder company to provide ladders for people to climb over the border wall. And a border czar who oversaw all this and jokingly said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. I think the illegal immigration issue is absolutely going to be one. And yeah, you know what? There are a lot of black jobs and white jobs and Hispanic jobs and just jobs that are being lost as a result of this. And I do think it's going to matter with working people, Dr. Carson.
It will matter tremendously. And the sad thing is that the media is complicit. They get right into the bed with these people, not realizing that they're destroying their own future, because the first thing Marxists do is they completely control the media. So they're basically creating their own graves, and they're being useful idiots. That's what Vladimir Lenin called them, useful idiots, because they're destroying their own future and they don't even know it.
Dr. Ben Carson, I appreciate your time today. The Perilous Fight, Overcoming Our Culture's War on the American Family, co-written with your wonderful wife, Candy Carson. Thanks so much for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for being a patriot.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Another clip I want to play. So just, you know, in terms of my point that I made earlier in Fox News, and you have to realize, so I was driving to the studio. They have a remote studio in Philadelphia that I do my hits from sometimes. Sometimes I do it from my home studio, but and sometimes obviously I go to New York. But today was the one in Philly. And I was driving in when the pick was announced that it was Tim Walz. And, you know, everybody starts scrambling to kind of understand the guy because, you know, and then all of a sudden at once everything starts coming to the forefront. But the clip we played earlier, what I said was this is not going to help him with the Rust Belt. And the battle of the Rust Belt's on anyway. You got J.D. Vance in there, and Trump won the Rust Belt in 2016, but I think his policies are going to hurt in other places. Well, since that time, Steve Kornacki has gone into depth a little bit in terms of what else he does not bring to the table in terms of winning the Midwest. So here's Steve Kornacki, the myth of Tim Walz's success in the Midwest and what he brings to the table. You don't actually see it based on what he did on the ballot. Take a listen.
Do that in other counties. Walz really owes his victory, that big that margin. He got 8 points there statewide. He owes it to the Twin Cities area here, the area where Democrats in Minnesota and all these other states are already doing well. It's sort of the standard Democratic victory model in a state like this. It got Walz in 2022. This is the biggest county in the state. This is where Minneapolis is, Hennepin County. Walz wins this by 44 points. Look at all the votes that came out of their total. It's huge. And again, that's right in line with what Joe Biden did in 2020 when he won Minnesota. And again, just wind the clock back here. You know, 12 years ago, this was still a blue county, but less blue. So it's the suburban areas, the metropolitan areas that have gotten much more blue, and Walz performed just like Biden did, better than Clinton did in places like this. And then in the rest of greater Minnesota, small town Minnesota, where the Democrats have been losing ground, Walz performed basically just like Biden did as well. So, you know, look at his electoral history. Tim Walz is in 2022, and the idea that he's got this automatic appeal with these small town areas in those three key battleground states, you don't see it in what he actually did on the ballot in 2022. Now, that doesn't mean it can't happen. You know, see how this story, once it gets told, how it does it resonate with voters? Does it act? I mean, you have no idea of knowing when these things start, but what we can look at here is what he's actually done as a candidate in Minnesota. And honestly, when you look at Walz's victory in 2022 in Minnesota, it looks like Biden's victory in Minnesota in 2020.
He doesn't bring a whole lot to the table. And he doesn't bring a whole lot to the table even in his own state and his own region of the country. It's a bizarre pick. It really is. Except if you break down the anti-Semitism and everything else, and you go, well, it makes sense. He's not Josh Shapiro. Why Mark Kelly was not included in the list, I don't really get that. Because I was going to say, if you're not going to go with Shapiro, then why not go with Mark Kelly? And the only thing I could think of is that, based on reports we've read, for Kamala Harris, it was all about she felt some sort of a symbiotic connection to Tim Walz, probably because they're both progressive lunatics. And, you know, that mattered more. That sense of, oh, I have a fellow kook with me. Two kooks. We can coexist together. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We got a big show in store for you today. We're going to talk to Dave McCormick. Today's a great day for him by not having Josh Shapiro as the running mate. That's outstanding for him. Monica Crowley is going to join me next. Dr. EJ Antoni to break down the economy for us, loaded up. But I've been telling you about one of the great finds of Mama Zeoli, and that is our dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. You know, my entire family goes to Dr. Mike, and his level of care and commitment to dental excellence is simply unmatched. If you've been putting off seeing a dentist or getting that complex dental procedure done, I don't want to sound like Mama Zeoli, but you got to be careful, baby. You got to take care of your smile. Got to take care of your health. Dr. Mike and his staff make it so easy to have that beautiful, healthy smile. And he's been named a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He also has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So I promise you will not be disappointed with Dr. Mike. If you haven't been to the dentist or you're on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your appointment for a free consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's VeneriaDental.com. He's my buddy. He's my friend. He's the master of dental implants. There's simply no one better. VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.